Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, shalom, shalom, everyone. I am so sorry for being late. I had to take care of some very important business. I thank you guys for being patient with me. If you can hear me, somebody push one. So I know you guys can hear me. And then we'll go on with our show. Thank you, Brother Donny. I appreciate it. Thank you much. Thank you, guys. 540. Yes, what a wonderful Sunday it is. I got a late start today. And usually my Sunday is my go-to day, my humanitarian day where I get to do things for different people. And matter of fact, I did some things that for some people today, and it ran me a little late. I was flying through the street trying to get home. All praises to the Most High Yah. I went to the post office box today, and you guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for the card and the money. You know, I just did not expect that either. Thank you so much. I appreciate it from everybody. Thank you so much for everything you guys have done. All right, let me see. Some people have been sending me text messages, so I got to let them know the show is on. You know, but let me open up the mic, see how you guys are doing. All right, Brother Donia, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Sister Yaina. How's everybody else? You know what I'm saying? You know, my days is easy.
Yep. Must be nice to live a life of leisure.
Yes, it is. I have to agree.
Oh, wonderful.
I ain't got no money or nothing like that, man. I'm comfortable in my own skin. You know what I'm saying? Just like I am.
That's good. You know, you got to be content in whatever state you're in, and that's a blessing. Just to be able to say that, that's a blessing. You know? A blessing.
I pray that if the Almighty want to give me any money, I hope he give me some directions in it, too, man. You understand? The directions come in the baggage.
Yeah, you'll be all right with it.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm a fool and his money shall part. And I've been a fool with mine all the time.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, the Almighty got me in this position right here, and I'm thankful and I'm grateful. You understand? That he spared my life to this point. I'm happy with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you get to live one more day, what a blessing it is. You know, I've learned that. You know, everybody thought when my grandmother passed away that I was just going to lose it because I was her girl. I was her firstborn granddaughter, and we were very, very close. You know, but the older you get, the more mature you get.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you learn to appreciate Yah and his infinite power and glory, and however he decides to do it, it's okay.
That is correct, man. And guess what? We don't have no control over nothing.
Control don't. Control don't. You better say that again. We are running nothing.
We
not
can't
nothing.
Change
it. So, nope, can't change it. You can't slow it down. You can't stop it. You can't do none of that.
That is absolutely correct. We just ask the Almighty that he guide us in the right way that we should go. You know what I'm saying? So we can live another day. That's all we got.
Another day. That's it. And guess what? And say thank you when you wake up. You know what my daughter told me? She said, Mommy, it's a lady at the nursing home. She said she reminded me of Grandma. She said, older lady, she said, you know, look kind of Indian hair, long gray hair. She said, and she was real. She said she was real. You know, to talk to her, she had you laughing and joking. You know, but she was real. She said yesterday she was in the activity room with the activity director, and they was doing activity together, laughing and talking. The lady was passing out the activities for the older people to do, and she just dropped her head and went to sleep. Do you know that lady left at that moment?
Oh, wow.
She was like, everybody was just distraught, like, man, she was just talking. I said, you're going to keep that appointment. I don't care what you're doing.
That is
correct. That appointment, you're going to keep it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah,
so you can be talking one minute and not talking no more the next minute. So All of it is a blessing.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
You know? For real. So all praises to the Most High Yah. All praises to him. We're going to give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. Yeah, so let me get this mic open. Area code 540. Hold on, let me open up your mic. Your mic is open. How are you doing this wonderful first day of the week?
I'm doing just great.
Wonderful.
He called the spirit forth this morning. I'm able
yes.
to move. My limbs work.
Yes.
I'm thankful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Me too. And you learn, you know, when that kind of stuff happens, whatever state you're in, y'all, you know, it's a test, it's a trial, but y'all has, you know, he'll fix it if he chooses to. You know, you just learn how to be content because you can't, like Brother Donnell said, some things you can change and some things you just cannot change.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
That little lady, she dropped her head and that was it. Wasn't talking no more.
Wow. We never know.
You sure don't.
That's kind
you
of
know?
The way that I want to go. I don't want to have a whole lot of pain. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I just mm-hmm. want to go out quietly.
She did. And everybody was so devastated because of the way she went, because she was talking one minute and the next she wasn't talking no more, ever. And I said, what a way to go, you know?
Yeah.
But all praises, we live and we learn. You know, Yah, he is in control. He is the ultimate ruler. He does what he wants when he wants to.
Yeah.
You know?
I was in the day room over here, and, you know, a couple of other brothers got together, and we played a little cards, you know, whist
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, so I was standing up and moving my chair. And do you know
mm-hmm.
that the lights, all of, you know, I felt the light went out. Everything went blank.
Uh-huh.
You understand? But then, in the same instant that it went blank, came back on.
Yeah.
Nobody would have ever known, or, unless I tell them that everything stopped. My heart, my eyes, my breath, breathing, everything stopped at that moment. Then it came back on.
Yeah. Hallelujah! Praise the mighty Yah. Thank Yah that it came back on.
Hallelujah.
You know. Because
yeah.
it didn't have to.
That
you
is correct.
For real.
Absolutely.
Dude, I give him praise and honor every day, you know, because like I said, that right there, you know, we always, and I always ask him every day, is it his will to, as we leave the houses, and I pray for everybody on this line, as we leave our houses to go to these jobs and our destination, that if it's his will, we return back. You know, to where we are, because, you know, you just don't never know. And, you know, even from that, from one moment to the next, your breath is not promised. So.
That is absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. I say all the time, if you go out and you make it back, the Almighty was with you.
Yes, he was. I don't take it for granted. I don't take it lightly. Area code 478, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hey,
yeah, all our lights went out too just a few minutes ago after I text you. Everything went out. Poof.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
Everything went out.
Oh, you talking about your household lights. I'm talking about my light in my body because everything
Ooh.
Cut out.
No, goodness. I'll tell you, everything out here just went out. Poof.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all got a lot going on over there where you are, Brother Yerushalayim, in that little southern town where y'all at.
You
see a space station, the lights is going out. What's going on?
You know, it scared me. They got the 5G towers down about 40 miles from me.
Wow. Well, it ain't nothing you can do about it. All you can do is just pray every day, you know, that the Most High is there with you. Because you don't know, I mean, you could be sick. You can be sitting on an underground military silo. You wouldn't even know it. You know what I mean? You wouldn't know it.
Absolutely.
You know, we found out.
What's that?
There's a nuclear submarine base about an hour from here.
Wow. See? See?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now that explains the spaceship.
Yeah, it does. There's a nuclear fuel base an hour from here.
So they say those spaceships hang around those nuclear plants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Oh, bless his name. Y'all, we just thank you and we praise your name. We need to pray every day. We need to pray for all our family members and everybody, you know, because, like I said, I got a whole group of family folks that's waiting on the rapture. They waiting on it. And they laughing at me, and I'm looking at them like, boy, y'all going to be in for a rude awakening.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A rude awakening. Mm-hmm. Man, when it's all said and done, you got to really be careful.
That is absolutely correct, especially in these days and times. You understand all the murders and abductions, man. Children being abducted, they got a whole list of children that's being abducted. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be careful and take a hard and trust, and you know, grab your children and hug them and kiss them. You understand? Let them know that you understand. You don't want to, you know, because you never know when they're gonna come up missing in this society here that we're living in. Ooh.
That's true. That is so true. That's why you gotta cover them. You really do gotta pray for them. You gotta cover them, and you gotta ask y'all to watch over them. Because mine is drive-by shootings. I see you, Erico 405. Mine is drive-by shootings. You know, in the neighborhood where my daughter lives at, they be finding little kids shot up and all kinds of stuff. And my kids, my grandkids walk to school. So I'm like, y'all, please watch. And that's all I can do, because if he can't do it, I can't do it.
That is correct.
I can't do it.
Hallelujah.
All right, hold on. Let me get her mic open. Area code 405. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I can relate to Brother Don and I about the lights going out. Mine went out, and I was driving.
Ooh.
And, I mean, just like a split second, it went bang and back on, and it actually frightened me. And I hurry up. I said, let me get home.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be driving, and this happened again. You know, of course, I talked to one of my daughters, and she said, oh, Mom, your electrolytes, that's what it is, your electrolytes. You probably need, you know, you need some, you know, your sugar level was low. And I said, well, whatever it was, my lights went out.
I'm telling you, scare you to death, don't it?
and that's kind of spooky in a way, especially if you're driving. About a couple of months ago, my brother-in-law, he was mowing his yard on a riding lawnmower, and his son said he had called him, and he said, well, son, let me park my mower in the garage, and I'll call you back. Well, he parked it in the garage, and then his wife noticed he was still running. And when the motor was still running, and she went out there in the garage to look, and he was slumped over.
I understand.
He had nothing wrong with him. I mean, no heart problems or whatever. He was gone just that fast. And he was 65 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I understand. Oh, my God, come get when he want to come get you.
He sure do. Woo, Lord have mercy. He sure do. That's the truth. Every day you living is a blessing. You know, no need to complain. You know, all praises to the Most High God. That is a blessing because tomorrow just ain't promised. You know, and like you said, a lot of people, they ain't sick. They not. They just dying of natural causes. They just saying it's it. It's time for me to go. And they check on out. There ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't do nothing about it. But realize at that moment that you're not running nothing.
Yep. You're absolutely correct. And when them lights went out, did nobody know it but me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That happened to me, Brother Donat, years ago. I was young, too. I was like maybe, I guess I may have been about 32 or 33, and I was driving. I was going down the hill, and everything, the heart, like you said, the heart just said, and then I was like, it just for a flicker of a second, and I remember saying, not yet, and everything calibrated back. It just came back. It calibrated back.
Yeah.
I for real. And I was like, wow. I was on my way down the hill. So if it had happened at that moment, ain't no telling how many people I would have took out with me, because it was a steep hill, and it would have been a wrap. You know what I'm saying? And I just remember saying, not yet.
I understand.
My kids was little.
Do you think it was like a test? Maybe death was messing with you, and then maybe, you know, the Most High said, nah, don't mess with them.
I don't know. I can't say. I don't know one way or the other. I just know that it was something physical. It may have been something physical at the time, you know, and it just wasn't time. You know what I mean? It wasn't time, but I don't know what it was, but it didn't happen. You know,
but
and I'm
daughter,
like, Lord, please.
My daughter said that was called the electrolyte.
I kind of agree with you, you understand? You know, who's to say what the reasoning is? Because I'm telling you, my physical being, I was going to the medical doctor, you know, primary care doctor on a regular basis. They ain't telling me nothing is wrong, you understand? Or I need to check on this, or I need to do whatever, you understand? Everything was lovely, and my lights went out, man. You understand? I mean, but in that good second, they came back on.
Right.
You understand? You know, so I don't know what it was, but it hasn't happened again. And, you know, so I kind of stay close to home.
Yeah, I know that's right. I know that's right, Brother Donia. I know what you're talking about. I do.
Well, with my late husband, I saw him. We were talking, and then 6 minutes later, he was gone.
Wow.
He sat in his chair.
So you were actually having a conversation with him.
No, I had a conversation when he walked out of the room and he went into another, you know, area of the house in the garage, and he sat down in his chair, and I went, you know, it only took me 6 minutes to continue the conversation, you know. So I went in there to talk to him, and he was gone.
Wow.
And you know, I didn't know, we didn't know anything was wrong with him.
Yeah. You know, I thank Almighty if he give me the opportunity that I have to go. I want to go quiet like that. You understand? You know, no pain. You understand? No, you know, no drastic or no violent stuff. I just want to be able to either wake up and I'll be at where he want me to be.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Yeah. You understand?
I mean,
you know,
I'm like Martin Luther King. I would like to live a long life. Longevity is a wonderful thing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do. Everybody want to be around a long time. My grandmother seen six generations living at the same time, and that's a beautiful thing to be able to see that. But that's not everybody's story. So you know what I'm saying? However, because the end was written from the beginning, so we all have a date, you know, and it's like whenever that time comes, you don't have no control over it, no way, you know. So all praises to the Most High God. Every day is precious. Every second is precious. Every moment that you take a breath, it's a precious thing. And then when you can look at it like that, I think you begin to appreciate life a whole lot more.
I know it.
You know.
I know
instead of spending life mad all the time. Some people spend their whole life mad and angry and want to get revenge and all that. No.
Yeah, that's why I can't understand these these Hebrew groups talking about getting that revenge and all of that. You understand? You know, the revenge is the Almighty. You understand? Let him handle it, man. You understand? See, at the same time we went out there with our guns talking about getting revenge, we wind up dead, and the purpose remains the same or got worse. Because what we went out there to do was to protect our children. You understand? Now we dead. Who going to protect our children? Who going to protect our wives?
That's right.
Who going
to
do
right.
that?
That's right. That's right. He ain't told you to do that. And he don't need us to be the police. He got this. But that shows you the immaturity of a lot of groups, and it shows you the immaturity of a lot of leaders of a lot of groups. Because when you mature, you understand the word is the word. And when the Most High say vengeance is mine, that's what he means. You know, and my thing is, spend that much energy in your family and your children.
That is absolutely correct.
We'd have a heck of a race if we could spend that much time teaching our children how to be good people. You know, and Hebrew Israelites, spend that much time. All that time they done spent hooping and hollering and screaming and all that. It's just too much energy. It just takes too much energy. And what has it proved?
That is correct. We leave our children unprotected. We leave our wives unprotected. You understand?
Yeah.
We run out there with a gun talking about retaliation. You understand? That's the Almighty job, man. We just got to sit back and wait on him to come get us. That's all. We ain't got nothing else. Nothing else.
Yeah, no.
And the ones that he going to put have to do that, you understand? Believe me, he protects them. You understand?
Yeah. Absolutely, Brother Donnie. I'm with you 100%. So when you understand maturity and you see maturity, everybody can recognize maturity. When you understand immaturity and you see that, everybody can understand, they can recognize that too. So, I mean, you know, you have to really, and I'm glad that this came up, because you have to really, some of you all are new to this thing, and some of you all are going, you're surfing the internet, and there's nothing wrong with learning from different people as long as you can keep a level head. But some of you all have gotten involved in some of these organizations, and you have to really, the Bible says, look well into a matter. You're supposed to really look into it and see what type of people are there and how they're being led and what's being generated. Because if it's negative, sometimes it's time to exit. What do you say? Exit stays left. Ain't that what you said, Brother Donnie?
That is correct.
It is. Exit stays left.
Yes. You know, but see, you know what happens? What happens is, you know, during the time of Malcolm X, when Malcolm X came on the scene and the Muslims and all of that, man, we was ready to do anything that we possibly could. You understand, for our salvation. We joined those groups. We got involved and they made soldiers out of some of us. You understand what I'm saying? And there's a lot of us. We had that inspiration, that vigor, and you understand. We was ready. You understand what I'm saying? And guess what? The Almighty didn't have anything go down. I mean, some things happened, but you understand? We managed to make it through that particular era. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And we found out what we was, you know, what we, you know, what would help, what would work, and what wouldn't work. And what I learned out of that, man, is that if we, you know, go out there and try to retaliate for all the things that they done, and we know that they done a bunch and they need retaliation, but we leave our children and our families and our wives unprotected, the same thing that we went out there to do to protect them, you understand, now they ain't got no protection. Either we go to jail or we get murdered. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's the way I've read the scriptures is that if we turn from our wicked ways and pray and seek the Almighty's face, he will forgive our sins and heal our land. So I know that it's not for us to run out there. Of course, if somebody comes in your household, you got to protect them. That goes without saying. You understand? But for us to leave our families, you understand, to go out there and, you know, I don't have that inspiration. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand. I completely understand. Whew. All praises to the Most High God. It's amazing. It's just amazing. All praises.
Remember what happened with the, you know, it throughout the scriptures, the Almighty, he had Nebuchadnezzar, Darius and Cyrus, you understand? All of those, we didn't have to lift a stick, man. They brought us along. You understand? You know, even though, you know, we went into captivity, and even though we went through this, that, and the other, you understand, the Almighty had put other people in place for our salvation.
Hallelujah.
So, in essence, you understand, the Almighty, you understand, will choose some, you know, another nation to bring us along, you understand, to get us out, to help us get back to who we were, you understand? That, you know, a lot of times, the Almighty had called some other nation to save us.
That's true. Interesting. It's just a blessing. Now, somebody sent me an email. Hold on one moment.
Go right ahead. Enjoy. I'm going to fix me a cup of coffee.
Oh, I had to. My goodness. Somebody sent me an email today about another group that met on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And they did their prayer of repentance. So maybe something is happening. No way.
Okay.
It's another group. I don't know who they are yet. I got to look at it. But it looks like they met in Washington, D.C. on the Lincoln Memorial, and they had a little prayer, and they did what they did.
Hallelujah.
All praise to the Most High God. What a blessing. You know, they catching on. They slow moving, but they getting it. We proud of them. Also, I would like to ask, hold on, let me see. Somebody has been sending me something. Okay. Whoever the sister is that has the Israelite music, everybody has been talking and asking me about the Israelite music that you have. I need you to send me an email when this is over with so that we can set you up on the radio show. So that you can get if you have a track or something that you've already laid that has Israelite music on it, we can play it on a radio show and people can just have it to listen to, or if you have some things you can send us, because I get a lot of emails about people that want Israelite music. They don't want the rap music. They want just regular Israelite R&B, jazz, Israelite gospel music. You know, anything spiritual from Israelite music. So if you have please send me an email. Because so many people send me the email and they want that music, and I know that you said that this is what you do. So if you could send that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
All right, okay. So let me ask you guys this question. What are we talking about today other than the stuff that we just finished talking about? You know, because we have a lot of stuff. I told you all that we, and people don't want to admit it, but everybody is watching what we do. Everybody. And people are now going to the grounds of the Lincoln Memorial, and they going to the grounds of whatever, and they saying their prayers of repentance. You know? And it doesn't matter when they come to themselves, as long as they do it.
Absolutely.
So all praises to the Most High, Yah, you know, and sometimes, you know, when the Most High, when you lay the groundwork and people begin to see it, they have to come to the realization that we need to repent, because we all need to repent. Everybody does.
All day long.
What you say, every second of every moment.
That is correct.
Every second of every moment. You know, so that's a blessing. All praises to the Most High Yah. I'm really happy to see that. I'm glad that they're doing that. And you know what I'm saying? And maybe it'll prompt more groups to do it because we need to repent as a people. We need to. We got to ask Yah to forgive us. I mean, this is what we need to do. You know, we have to ask for forgiveness, and that's how we're going to get home. You know, that's how we're going to get home. That's one of the prerequisites, is that we have to ask for forgiveness. So I think that's a beautiful thing. I'm glad to see that and see that.
You know
how that's happened.
The Almighty said that he heard our prayer. He didn't say, you know, what prayer he heard or who he heard it from or when mm-hmm. when he heard it. We was praying all through that Egyptian captivity.
mm-hmm. Sure was, I'm sure.
Yeah, so when he heard our prayer, he sent us a savior, Moshe.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. What a powerful thing it is. It's just a blessing. I'm just so happy to know you all and to be able to be a part of this group and, you know, that the Most High used me the way he did. I'm just happy. You know, and I looked at all the people that I saw over the last couple weeks, and they just didn't look happy. You know, they looked like, you know, they just didn't look happy. They looked like they were settling for something. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is just the way it is, and we just have to do it just the way it is. And then when I die, I'm going to see Jesus. You know, I'm just waiting to die. I can't wait to leave here. And so many people said that. And they was like, honey, yeah. I can't wait to leave here because this whole world is full of mess. And I was just looking like, I don't want to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And I said, well, I'm happy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just a totally different spirit. It's like night and day.
Absolutely.
It is. It's night and day. Because there's a freedom, a spiritual freedom that we have with this that gives us the ability to be happy in the state that we in.
You're absolutely correct.
And it don't mean things go right all the time. Because I have a lot of issues going on over here at most of the time. Simultaneously, at one time, I'm still juggling and asking the Most High to help me to keep the juggling going on. But for the most part, I don't have no issue. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for real, I don't have no issue.
Not that I'm going to complain
about.
That is correct. And that's what I was saying, Sister Yah. You know, man, I'm all right with where I'm at. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm able to eat every day. I got the usual stuff that everybody got. I got a computer. I'm on TV. You understand? And I can go out. You understand? From time to time. You know? You understand? You know? I don't have to go no other way, place, man. And I'm afraid to really get any real money because a fool and his money shall part.
Yeah, I mean, you know. So let me ask you this question, and I want you to really think about it before you answer. Everybody's mic is open. Open. Knowing what you know now, because we really don't know nothing. I mean, the stuff that we've learned that we've oohed and wowed about, it's still a kindergarten stuff compared to what he has yet to reveal to us. But knowing what you know now, what would you say to your Christian family members if you had an opportunity to address them in an open forum? What would you say to them? And then I want you to ask yourself a question. What would you say to the Hebrew Israelite groups that are out there right now, knowing what you know now? I mean, not stuff we learn 10, 15 years from now, but as we have matured and graduated to the level that we are right now, and some people are new. So, you know, the answers are going to be different. But knowing what you know now, and I'm going to call on your area code, and then I want you to answer from your area code. And if you haven't pushed one, please push one, because I want this to go on the record. Knowing what you know now, if someone, because, you know, My cousin asked me a question at the funeral. She said, what made you change? And I had to sit there to try to figure out how I was going to approach that answer, that question, because I could have went so many different ways. But she said, what made you change? What made you leave? And what made you change? So I don't want you to use that same question, because that's easy. A lot of people say, well, it wasn't this and it wasn't that, and I didn't see this and I didn't see that. But knowing what you know now about the word, about who Yah is, about how the story ends, and what's going to happen in the story, what would you say if you were given a microphone at this moment to speak to the Christians in your family? I mean, think about it. Really give it some thought. Oh, everybody, I see y'all. I'm coming. No, I'm going to call you by area code. I'm going to call you by area code.
Okay.
Area code 405.
I was just thinking about that. And, you know, the only thing that I'm consolated in knowing that I know there's hope for me and for others, like me and our people. Before, it was like, you know, I suffered. It was many deaths in my family. And if I had not known what I know now, it would have been harder for me to, you know, to go through them. But now that I know who I am and what Yah's purpose is in my life, I have been trying to encourage my family to let them know that I'm not waiting on the rapture. I'm waiting on, you know, the Most High for deliverance. And I know that He's going to deliver us. And all of these many years are parents, our grandparents, and our great-great, you know, they've been looking for the afterlife. It's more to it than what it is. So I'm able to encourage and talk to my family as to tell them, hey, it's just like knowing it won't be long. You know, we're going to, it's right now in this life, in this time, not waiting till, you know, heaven, you know, you go to heaven and then la-di-da, forever live in peace. It's something that the Most High is going to deliver us from, you know, what we've been going through. And that's what I can offer. And I've been, you know, encouraging, especially my children that's right here in the home. And we had good conversations. And it's exciting to them because I could reveal to them the things that I know about and what things that's happening now. And can I add one more thing? My grandson had a dream, and he came. He's only 18, and he says, "Grandma, I had a dream, and it's weird." And I said, "What?" He said, "I dreamed that we were on we were placed on a military base." And he said, "And it was just black people there, and they kept us in like a cage or something like that, and it seemed like." Every so often we would hear other people, the soldiers would march and come get us, get some out of there, and they would take them and they would kill them. And he said he came to me and others and, you know, the family and said, hey, I got a gun. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to protect us. He said, but the only way I can do it, he said, I'm going to see, you know, we're going to have to get out of here. I don't know how, but we're going to have to get out of here. And so he said that, some way or another, the cage was left unlocked. And he said, and he secretly got everybody out, and we went into this cave or this dungeon area, and it had a door, and he said, okay, we're safe now because we're not going to be, you know, the soldier's not going to come know where we're at, so we're hiding out. And so he said, then he had a dream that a little kid and a lady came to the door and wanted in. And everybody was saying, don't let them in. And he said he just felt encouraged to let them in. And he said, I let them in. And he said, one good thing about it is that this kid handed me a bigger gun.
Wow.
So better than the one I had. And he said, and then I woke up.
Wow.
Wow. And so your response to that would be, you told your family what was it that was significant? You told them you have a better hope.
Yes. And I told them it's not the old hope that they thought, that our parents thought it was going to be, like, one day, you know, we'll die, and then one day we'll get to heaven and we'll be okay. You know, it was never a future or never something looking forward to the Most High come for deliverance. And they thought it was like the rapture. You know, everybody just depended on the rapture. You know, like the old song, by and by, you know, one day, you know, get to heaven and then that'll be over with.
Okay. All right. Let me go to another one. Erico 757, what would you say to your family if you had the mic and an opportunity, knowing what you know now?
Well, just the things that I have always said to them, and they, you know, they look at me like I'm crazy. I tell them to seek the word yourself. Read it yourself. It says something entirely different than what we were taught all our life. There are things, many things in the Bible that we didn't even know existed, and that it's so full of knowledge, and it really is not what we were indoctrinated, you know, in Christianity. It says so much more, and there were a lot of lies that we were told, a lot of lies we grew up with. And I urge them, don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody else's word for it. Read it yourself. When you read it yourself and you read it in context and not just what somebody go off on a scripture and make a whole sermon out of it, it tells you an entirely different story. And it's more to it than what meets the eye. And they, you know, they don't seem to grasp that. You know, they just do this and do that and think you're crazy. And I tell them, you have to read it for yourself, because we were told things that just simply were not true.
Well, not true. I agree. 100%. I agree.
Me
That's
too.
Very good. Okay. All right. Area code 904. Your mic is open. What would you say to your family? I'm coming up to platform.
Shalom, everyone. Well, I think the first. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Mom, okay.
Yeah, we can.
All right, so the first thing that I would say, I think it ties into the conversation that Sister Yaya and Brother Adonia had about being happy and content. And my statement to my family would come from that position, not that I'm not happy, not that I'm not content, but I've always been troubled by this state that we're in, and the downtrodden state of my people. For that reason, I can't wait for the change of guard. I look forward to the end of this kingdom. I'm okay, but my people ain't, and that hurts me. So I would say to my family, you're not delusional. You're right. Your perspective of where we are is accurate. We're at the bottom, have been at the bottom for as long as you all know. We're trying to love a God that we're in these churches and everywhere we may be, thinking and calling on a God that for some of us he can't even hear because we're serving the wrong God. I would want my people to know that you are serving a God that can't help you, even if they wanted to, because you're not their possession. And that it's important that you come to know the God of your forefathers, the God that belongs to you only, and understand what he requires of you, that you may be able to come from the state that we're in and get into a place of healthy being mentally, emotionally, physically, and protection. So that's one thing I would want them to know, that you're not crazy. You're not delusional. You certainly do probably love God. The problem is you don't know the God that you say you love, and probably the God you think you're loving is not the God that belongs to you. I think that's absolutely important for our people to know, and I would want my family to know that and encourage them to seek him out, to say we have a history before those slave ships. And a lot of that is in a place that we have on our tables, but you're not reading it, or you go sit in the church and the teacher's not telling you about it. It's in that Bible. So that's what I would want my people to know. And for the Hebrews, I would want them to know, now that you know who we are, we must actually be who he called us to be and do what he's told us to do. It's not good enough to just know when all that wickedness and hatefulness that's inside of you, we need healing. And it's time that we go before him in that way, repented, so that we can get all that's promised to us. That's what I would say to our people.
Hallelujah.
I think that that's excellent. All of you all's answers was excellent. I like when you said you're absolutely right, because in order to draw someone, you have to appeal to their sense of understanding. And all of you have done that, you know, but, you know, and the reason why I'm doing this is because this is going to help you when it's all said and done. You'll be able to refer back to this and be able to use some of these things when the time comes to present itself, because the best way to capture someone's attention is to agree with them. That draws people in. You know what I'm saying? It really does.
Yeah.
And when you said you're absolutely right, we at the bottom, you had my undivided attention. I was like, okay. And the God that you think you're serving is not the one you're supposed to be serving. All that, I mean, you know, those things, like, those are key words that people can listen to. And not saying everybody else's wasn't good, because it was. But when you start when you put the whole thing together, and you start putting together what everybody says, you can create a dialogue to the point where you'll be able to say, you know what, I agree with you, Wonder. I know where your passion lies. I know that you're giving it all you got. I know you came in this thing 100% wanting to do everything right. And you were giving it all you had. You loved this God with all you had, but you don't know the one that belongs to you. And that gives people attention, like, well, wait a minute, hold on. So I think all of this is just good. Area code 478, what would you say?
Well, I would actually, you know, I agree with what the sister just said, but if I had to speak to my family, I would ask them to just, for a change, just listen and hear. Just listen, you know, out of love and kindness. Let's love, you know, listen to me as you listened to me when I was a child, when we all loved and cared about each other. And the reason I say that, because I actually do have Hebrew Israelites in my family now, you know, and those are the ones that actually listen. You know, my brother, for example, he is a Hebrew Israelite now. Because he took the time just to listen and actually, oh, yes, he's very strong in there now. I mean, that's over a matter of 6 months. My brother, my baby brother, yes.
Oh, wow.
And because he took the time out, he sat down. Because when I talk to them, I come out of love and I come out of, you know, caring, you know, about them. I don't yell. I don't scream. I try to use proper scriptures, the things that I've learned, and all I ask them to do is just listen and hear and research it for themselves. Now, that's what I ask my family to do, you know, and that's what I would tell them to do now, even now, because I'm coming from a point of love, not a point of hatred or trying to coerce you into some kind of cult, but just out of love and caring for you and your soul. Because I did that with my brother, and it actually worked. I mean, you can't tell him nothing else now. He told me the other day, he said, I'm going to beat you on the boat. and I believe that. And as far as the Hebrew Israelite groups that are out there, what I would say to them is, let's stop fighting. Like I say it every week, once a week, let's stop fighting. We all have the same Elohim. We all have differences of opinion. But let's stop fighting and arguing and cursing. Let's get off the street corners and let's start loving on our people and love them up. Because you get more people to listen to you when you're coming from a spirit of love and truth than you do when you come all aggressive and crazy. And I wish we could just stop fighting and just come together. You know, regardless of the differences that we have, that would be my thing.
All right. Hail, hallelujah. Well, he's had results, and you've had one of your family members to switch over and come over. And then the Most High has opened his eyes. That is definitely a blessing. I mean, really, that is a blessing. All praises to the Most High Yah. What a miracle that is. Wow. You know? Area code 540, what would you like to say?
Oh, I would like to tell everyone, including my family members, had I known my true Elohim back then, I could have saved myself a lot of stress, a lot of trauma, a lot of anger, and I would have been able to overlook everything from everyone that I went through. It is such a peace of mind. We think that we are peaceful, going to these churches, sacrificing our bills at times, and even the amount of food or money for groceries to so-called pay tithe. I wish today that I could get back every penny I put into those churches. But when you get to know who you are and who you are, the real, real God, the Savior, who he is, and know his name, and when you pray and you call upon him in all honesty, knowing who he is, it makes a difference in your answered prayer. It gives you a peace that even if the answer is no or the answer is not yet, you are peaceful within yourself. And that's something that money cannot buy.
There's nothing
that can take that peace away from you. And instead of worrying about, am I going to make it into heaven? Am I going to make it into heaven? Just follow what he tells you. Obey his word. Keep his commandments and his statutes. And don't worry. And if you fall, know that he loves you so much that he will pick you up, dust you off, and it will be as though you never fell, because he is that kind of God. And he loves us beyond what we could think. It'll make life easier. And the things that we thought we were striving for, because we felt we needed to have this, have that, and sacrifice even at times maybe our health, we wouldn't even do that. We'll be able to live each day in peace and harmony and just be at rest. Know that regardless of what, he will return. Yeshua will return one day, and have the hope that is alive and living in you without this guessing. I never knew I wasn't serving the real God. I tell you, when I found out listening to one of your programs and you gave a scripture, I think it was Genesis 13, 14, I don't remember, but it was in Genesis. And I said, well, I know that scripture. I've been reading my Bible for years. I was born in the church, and, you know. But as I sat in my living room, something say, pick up the Bible and read it again, and I did. And I kept on reading and going to other scriptures. I sat in my living room and actually cried. Because I read the scripture, but I couldn't see truth. I was going by the indoctrination of what I was told, how we were taught. Even when you read scripture, you couldn't see it. So I am thankful. I will tell my family, you want peace? Just know who you are and know that your Elohim loves you dearly. Obey his word, and that's all you need to worry about. He will teach you. He will anoint you with his Ruach, with his spirit. But you have to be willing to learn. Have a teachable spirit and keep reading the word, and you'll be fine. That's what I want to do. Leave your stress and everything. Don't bother with that. Don't stress anything. Just trust and obey.
That's trust and obey. There you have it. There you have it. The Most High's people are speaking. This is Israel talking. These we are the ones that are going to be preached to the other nations. These things that you are saying, all of you are saying, is you speaking life into the atmosphere. You don't even realize it, that these people, we play these radio shows back, and we put these radio shows on YouTube, and we do all these things and make these radio shows available so that everybody can hear them. And you'd be surprised at the people that may be on the verge of suicide, the people that are on the verge of divorce, people that are on the verge of depression. You just don't know. And the life that you're speaking into this thing is powerful. Brother Donnie, what would you say?
You know, everybody said what I had to say. Y'all stole my thunder. I couldn't add a word to it, man, because you guys are saying the proper thing. You know, but if I had to add something to it, I would just let everybody know to read the book from the beginning to the end. Whatever you decide is the end, that's fine. You understand? If it's in the New Testament, that's fine. If it's just to Malachi, that's fine. But read the book with understanding. You understand?
Yeah.
Because what they've been telling us, man, you know, we get a chance to tell our story. And our story is in that book. That's what it is. It doesn't talk about the European, and you know, even when it mentions the Gentile, they only go but so far. You understand? The story is about us. You understand? And we got to trust. And the last thing is that we must trust in Almighty with all our heart and all our soul. You understand? And with all our being, because that's what it's all about, man. And he recognized those that trusted him. You understand? And it's only going to be a remnant. It's not going to be everybody. You understand? Try to be in the remnant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? That's just powerful. All of it, I'm telling you, it's powerful. You know, it breathes life. It's just life. You know, and they don't understand it because they don't like the sister say, you don't even know your God. You didn't. We don't. We didn't. I didn't. I didn't even know him. I mean, I didn't. I read about him, you know. But the way that it was fun to us in Christianity that there was a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New one. And it was like, wait a minute, that ain't adding up. That don't make no sense. And when you realize that who you dealing with, it's like, my God, and we have come this far by faith. We have made it this far by faith. And the teachings of past all understanding. The hope that we have given to our children and our children's children, and the things that we have had to be able, that we've been able to see with our own eye, with our spiritual eye and our natural eye, to understand the pillars of a whole nation of people. It gives so much clarity when you understand who you are, and like you said, who you are. All the answers have been answered. All the questions have been answered.
That's why I said, Sister Yaina, you know, having read that book in as many years as I've been involved in, you understand, I have gotten so much peace out of it, man. You know, I don't really want for nothing. When I talk about money or getting some money, that's my desire, you understand? But I know that my desires in previous time have destroyed me, you understand? So I need to pull back on that one, you understand, and let the Almighty guide my life. If he wants me to have some money, he's going to send an instruction manual with it.
That's right. That's so right. That's so right. That is so right. You know, you just wait on it. You know, we're not standing on no corner with no bullhorn trying to make nobody understand who they are. We don't have no bullhorn on the corner. We're just teaching a class. And we're teaching the class to each other, and we're learning from each other, and we're growing with each other, and the Most High is doing what he's doing. And, you know, and now and it's beginning to rub off. What a blessing. I'm so proud of you all. I am so proud of you. I just am, because, you know, some people came in here not knowing anything. And you know, I'm just proud of you. I really am. I am so proud of you guys. I mean, you know, just to be able to stand up and say the things that you said. Do you know how much of a blessing that is to have your eyes open at a time like this? It's a blessing. Because there's a lot of people that don't have a clue. They don't have a clue.
Uh-huh.
They really don't know. They just don't know. And they're just going through the motions. They're going through the motions of Christianity over and over and over again. And they've just given up. They say, well, I'll get mine in the by and by. No. But the Most High knows who he is, and he's going to wake them up at the appointed time. But the fact that you are awake now and he's putting this into your spirit for such a time as this, what a blessing it is. It's a blessing. And he's going to protect us. He said, Jacob shall be saved out of it, and that's what we stand on. You know? And the fact that these groups are now going to apologize, I mean, it's just amazing. That's such a blessing. You know, and they may not have it all together and all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, but to make that first step and say, we need to go apologize. It's a miracle. He's not finished yet. He's not. But we got to get ready as a nation. We got to get ready to get out of here. And when I read that article yesterday, he said the next major move as far as prophetic journeys are is that the children of Israel are gathered back together and they are taken back to the homeland. And then he said, oh, that already happened in 1948. I said, if that's the next move, we right on schedule.
Yep.
We right on schedule. And we continue to do what we're doing. We continue to be faithful to the Most High. We continue to pray. We continue to be diligent and be committed and disciplined, and he knows then that he can use you. Because some people are just overly anxious. They are. They're overly anxious. You know, they're hyperactive, and they got to have a cause or a purpose. And the Most High needs to know that you can steady your spirit. And once the task is over, you can go back to normal and go back to that word and pick up where you left off. And then when it's time for him to call us out again, like I said, it's like Mission Impossible. You go in the house, and it's a tape recorder sitting on the table. Good evening, Mr. Phelps. Your next assignment is. And you do what you're supposed to do exactly to his specifications, and when that's over with, you go back to where you were. That's when he knows he can use you, because you can follow instructions. A lot of people can't do that. And I was studying Saul. Saul was one of those people that he lost the kingdom because Saul couldn't follow instructions. On two occasions, Saul did what he wanted. Now Samuel came and told Saul what the Most High wanted him to do to the letter. He said, I'm going to come to you and wait for 7 days and I'll be there. Saul couldn't even wait. He did what he wanted to do. Most I gave him another chance with Agag. He told him to kill everything. He left the king alive and some of his cattle.
Okay.
So when you got a person who cannot follow instructions, there's a problem. And that's what he's doing. He's building people who can follow instructions, who has the temperament to be able to sit still when ain't nothing going on and still loving the same.
Mm-hmm.
What he needs. That's what he wants. All the ones out there hooping, hollering, and screaming, you know, after a while, all that settles down too. And then when you're finished, what do you have? You got to have some order. You got to have what they call it, law and order. We got to have it both. We got to have the law and we got to have some order. We do. And it's very rare that you run up on people that have that kind of temperament to be able to say, okay, you finished with me. Okay, you need me to do anything else? Okay, did I do it exactly the way that you wanted me to do it? And I even watched, even in the nation of Yehuda. You know, sometimes people don't think I'm watching, but I ask certain things to be done a certain way, and I'll just watch. I don't say nothing. I don't say a word. And that's how the Most High is. Is it simple for him to say, I don't want you to eat no pork? Don't eat no pork. It's something simple. That everything that touches is unclean. Somebody brought me a plate down here, bless their heart, when I was not feeling well. They brought me a plate down here, just full of ham. I said, come on now. I said, you know I cannot eat that. I'm so sorry, I forgot. Well, guess what? The whole plate was contaminated. I had to throw it out. So we have to understand. Some people, and you know what somebody else said? Well, all you had to do was just take the ham off and just eat everything else.
Mm-mm.
I said, no, I can't. But these are people that don't know God. So their way is the way that they do it. But when you know God, you understand it's not just that simple. And that's how he is in everything. Follow instructions to the letter. Follow instructions. So I'm glad, you know, that we are able to do that. We're mature enough to be able to do that. And, you know, as these young people start to come in, we got to be able to steady their spirit, because a lot of young people, including some of my own family members, are becoming away. And they like, yeah, I'm an Israelite. Yeah, we can raise you. And you want to tell them, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath and calm down, because nothing is going to move unless y'all say so. And you're not going to alter the story, because the story was written. He wrote the end from the beginning. You can't change the story. So calm down and find out where your place is, and be, that's where you excel at, is wherever he has you. But take a deep breath and calm down and get to know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because like the sister said, most people don't even know him. They don't. I didn't even know him to the degree I know him now. And when you get to know him the way we have gotten to know him, you get real humble with everything you do. You know, so what a blessing it is. It is truly. Anybody else want to share? Let me make sure, because I've been talking. Let me make sure anybody else push one. Anybody else want to push one? You have a question, a comment, or anything like that? I just believe, you know, that this has truly been a blessing. And like I said, it's never in the numbers. Don't ever look at the numbers, because it has nothing to do with numbers. It has to do with, can he use you or not? And everybody want to be great. Oh, you don't know how many people send me emails. I believe I'm the next Moses. I believe I'm the next King David. I believe I'm such and such. And I just read them and I just chuckle and I move on to the next one. Because believe me, you better pack your bag. You're going to take a journey through hell first. You're going. I'm serious. You're going. And trust me when I tell you, you're going. We're going to see what you made out of. Before you step in them shoes, hell is waiting on you. And the demons alike, they waiting on you. So I hope you got everything you need before you get there, because it ain't about dressing up in no garb and all this. It ain't even about that. You're going to have some serious fortitude to make it through this year. Because when you understand what this is about, you understand just how many people are against us. I hope y'all do. Because we coming up against all these systems. We coming up against the religious system. We coming up against the church system. Them is different. We coming up against the Gentile story. I mean, we coming up against all that when truth start coming out. We coming up against the whole, I was telling Malcolm today, it's almost like we're in a simulated experiment. It's almost like we're in a simulated experiment, and everything around us has been a lie. Ain't that crucial? From the fairy tales to the children's stories, to the holidays, to everything that we have been given has been a lie. And the Most High knew it, and he set us right down in the middle of it and woke us up. He set us right down in the middle of it and said, now, You think you know what's going on. Let me show you what's going on. And we've been in a state of shock ever since, like, wow.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness? Somebody? I mean, for real. Yeah. We've been in a state of shock ever since, like, wow.
Hallelujah. You're right.
Woo! Education been a lie. All the stuff we learn has nothing to do with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All the programs, the religious shows we watch on TV, is the Gentile, is everybody in the story is Gentile. Oh, that's not true. I mean, really, when you look at it all, you be like, wow.
Yeah.
They telling the story, but the characters ain't true.
You know, Sissy, I ain't.
Yes, sir.
My brother said something that was really funny yesterday. It was like, say, he was talking to one of the people from the other nation. And he asked him a simple question. He said, look, y'all say that Nimrod was white. This just talking about Nimrod. Brother said, the guy said, yeah. He said, but Nimrod was the son of Cush, who was the son of Ham. And you say all black people are Ham, so how the hell he white?
Right.
And then he went there, he told me, he said, have you ever noticed that every character that y'all got, the white man, y'all everything.
Yeah.
Y'all the Ham. Y'all the Israelites, y'all this, y'all that, y'all everything. He said, can't you tell that there's a little lie in there somewhere?
You the slave and the slave master. How you going to be both?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You waiting up 30 years, Martin Luther King will be white.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Sure will be. He sure will be. Unbelievable that somebody put this together to the point where we have just been bamboozled. And the Most High, he approved it. He said, go ahead and do it to him. Woo.
Because of our disobedience now, we got to play a part. You made it very plain to me. We played a part in our own destruction.
Yeah, we did. We did.
They may have taken his father too far, but we played a part. But the Almighty is so powerful beyond compare.
Yes,
before our captivity, he told Abraham, "Know for a surety, that your seed,
I said, I'm just following you. I said, you're right.
You understand that your seed is going to go into, you know, is going to be testing for 400 years.
Yeah.
And this was thousands of years before our slavery. You understand? We had to go and go into Egypt. You understand? We had to go and become, and David become king, Solomon become a king, all the kings in Israel. You understand? So this was written long time before that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And this was because of the Almighty knew that we were gullible, so gullible, man. You understand? Mm-hmm. They grass is greener in their land than ours, and we wanted that. You understand? But when we found out that that wasn't true, you understand what I'm saying? It was too late. We was already sucked into the society.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You best believe it. And what a punishment it was to wake up, because it's bittersweet. It's sweet and it's bitter at the same time. Because you can't change it, but you're so glad you know the truth. But you're still stuck in the same situation. You just know the truth and you completed the curse.
Yeah.
But you got to stay here in it and watch it complete itself before he'll move you, so you'll understand the totality of it all.
That is correct.
Woo!
That is absolutely
correct.
You know, so you're very, very, very astute in this way. You understand? When you say that the Almighty, you understand, is our God, you understand? And nobody else can make that claim. Nobody.
No, sir. No. Nope.
Nobody has
to tell what she said.
Yeah. Nobody, none of the other nations have ever been in captivity for 400 years. Nobody.
Nope. No, sir.
You know how them so-called, see, the so-called imposter that's in our land, you understand, he want to say that he's Abraham's seed. Not even close. You can't be Ashkenaz and be Hebrew at the same time. You can't be.
Okay.
It's
you
not
can't possible. Do it. You better say that again. You can't do it.
And out of that nation, they have not produced a black baby yet.
That's the truth. You know you better tell the truth. That's the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. Not one.
So there's no way possible that they could be of Shem. Out of the world. Not even close to be possible.
Not even close.
Yeah.
No. But guess what? The whole world believes it. The whole world believes.
Well, that's because, man, see, the Almighty brought us to jealousy. You understand what I'm saying?
Did.
You got the whole world believing that those funky people, excuse my expression, sorry about that, are the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and everybody believes it. That's our spot.
Yes, they do. They do. And you can't change it either, because they have a part to play, and you have to watch it. That's why I said it's bittersweet, because you got to watch it. You can't change it. Can you imagine watching somebody come up and say, my name is Adonijah Yehuda, and guess what? He a white man, and he said, I live in Georgia, and the blah, 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 and this is my story, and you watching it from afar, and no, that ain't you.
Okay.
And you can't change it.
Not a thing. I got to wait on the Almighty, man. The Almighty, our God, who said that he was going to bring his people back from the four corners of the earth, and that he was going to chasten every nation that held us captive. This is what he said.
Yes. That's what he said.
And he didn't ask for no help from me.
That's right.
He told me what we need to do. We need to pray and ask the Almighty forgive us for our sins. You understand? And humble ourselves and gather ourselves. You understand? And wait on him. He's going to make it all. He's going to straighten all of this stuff. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just got to wait on him, man. You know, and I know we can't wait. You understand? We looking at this thing, man, and they killing our brothers. They got all our sisters, my daughters, you understand, is missing. Oh, man, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
Yeah. But we got to pray. We got to cuff them. We got to pray. There's a reason why we woke. We see it. We know it. We're in it. And we have to cover them. And we have to begin to pray for them because we know what it is. We know what it is and what it's supposed to be. And the Most High expects us to pray. And we have to step into that position and become the priest. We got to pray. We got to pray.
Yep.
That's all we got. We got nothing else. We don't have nothing else. There ain't nothing else we can do but read that word and pray.
That's all we got. We ain't got nothing else, man. We jeopardize our family if we step out beyond those boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. And he never told us to. He didn't tell us to do that. He said, gather thyself together, O nation, thy desire.
That is correct.
He said, to turn from your wicked ways and pray and seek my face. That's what he said.
And he said, hide yourself in the day of trouble.
Yeah, he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to do that. He's definitely going to do that. She's giving praise and honor. You know, I'm just excited because, you know, knowing that we've matured, you know, we moved to the next level. You know, and I had somebody listen to our class, and he said to me, he said, you all are on a whole nother level. A whole nother level. I said, that's the Most High Yah. So, you know, we got to keep moving. We got to keep elevating so we can be ready when the time comes to do what we need to do and move to the next level.
How does he mean that? We're on a whole different level. What does he mean by that?
By the way that other people are teaching. You know, from the Christians to the Israelites, we're on a whole nother level. The perspective that we come from is different.
Okay.
You know, the introduction to Yah is different. You know, getting to know who he is different. But all praise to the Most High Yah. That's his doing. Because he has to put the thought in your mind to even want to do this. You
Hallelujah.
Can't even come to him unless he calls you. You can't even wake yourself up. He has to be the one to do that.
Hallelujah.
Like I said, it's been truly been a blessing. I'm ready to go to the next level. Because you got to prepare us for what's coming, get us ready for what's coming. Because I'm telling you, once that comes, you ain't going to have time. We might have time to do the radio show after we do the class, but there ain't going to be much time because everybody going to have a job to do. Because people going to want to know. They going to want to know what is going on. And then that's when you're going to really be put to the test. You got to go out there and explain it. You got to be able to explain it and to be able to put it together and explain it from a level that they can understand. So that's why everybody's perspective today was important, because when you go back and you play this back and you listen to everybody's response and everybody's answer, you'll be able to put something together to say, okay, if I had to go out right now, he sent me out tomorrow, and I was sent to a church, and I needed to explain why this spaceship is up in the sky, where am I going to start? And this is training. I've had so many people say, I went to an Israelite funeral, and the guy that stepped up there had no clue as to what he was doing. He did more hooping and hollering than he did anything, and the majority of the people in the room was Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that comes from? Lack of training.
Mm-hmm.
It's lack of training. So we got to get prepared for what's coming next, because it's coming. And on that note, I think it's time for us to end our class. I have enjoyed you guys Again, I say thank you for being so patient with me today. I had some errands I had to run. I'm sorry I was late. I look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday. I think we have a meeting on Tuesday. Brother Jeremiah and Sister Yashantia, I will send your papers out this evening. If you don't get them this evening, it'll be first thing tomorrow, but I'm going to try to send them out now so you'll get them and be able to sign them and send them back. Everybody else, I'm here for the rest of the evening. If you need to talk to me for anything, just give me a call. Everybody else, if you don't have my number, email me, and I'll be able to email you back. And on that note, thank you so much for joining us this evening, and we will see you soon. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.